Brace yourselves, clip on, and hold on very tight. You're in for a shock. A couple I know have sold their Halberg Rassi and bought a caravan. Do you realize what that means? It's almost too terrible to comprehend. In the first place, they'll be spending the rest of their lives wearing clothes with elastic waistbands. What's more, absolutely everything they buy, including soothing foot spas and slippers you put both feet in, will come from ads in Sunday newspaper supplements. Tusk-like toenails, bunions, corns, and pain relief from these conditions will now become their major all-consuming preoccupation and determine their voting patterns. In local and national elections, there's only one issue. Where does a candidate stand on foot care? The responses are bound to make them hopping mad. Now, you may think I'm understating the case, but the implications are seismic. Naturally, as a sailfish owner, I cannot be seen to associate with a couple who formerly were people but are now caravanners. Credibility is a big issue for sailfish folk, for when you've got so little to begin with, you've got to cling to whatever's left. But to be fair, we should have seen it coming. Perhaps the first sign was when the Halberg Rassi couple staked their claim by cleating off the guy ropes for their 3-acre roll-away US Confederate flag patterned awning to trees on Osie Island. This was so they could practice line dancing in the shade on their Halberg Rassi's pull-out, knotty pine, ranch-style, veranda-stroke-barbecue module. Meanwhile, on modified davits, an entire hog revolves slowly over Jack Daniels-soaked oakwood chips for that authentic inbred backwoods flavour. Our worst fears were confirmed when the Rassi's cordoned off their pontoon berth with a striped windbreak, erected a gigantic satellite dish, again US Confederate flag patterned, and fitted longhorn cattle horns to the bow of their boat. I think it was then that we really knew the caravan was imminent, as negotiating pontoons in tasseled bib front shirts and cowboy boots for prolonged periods will eventually cause embarrassment and bunions, although not necessarily in that order. It's a well-known fact. Now, it's not just that caravans are evil contrivances, which they are, of course. It's what they're called that adds further offence. For example, the 29-foot Halberg Rassi, owned by the couple who used to be people before they bought a caravan, is called a Halberg Rassi 29. Simple. Now, if the Halberg Rassi was a caravan, it would be called something like a Sundance Velour Deluxe Royale or an Apache Velvet Plush Magnum Sunday. It's also well known that caravanning is what's termed a gateway evil. That's one that leads to even greater evils such as Morris dancing, real ale, 65% polyester zip-fronted cardigans, and ultimately sewing embroidered badges of Anglesey onto anoraks. These are some of the reasons that reasonable, rightful and righteous hatred of caravans unites the global boating community. Well, me at least. That, and the fact that most of our boats are, in plain fact, actually just caravans with sticks on. There, I've said the unsayable, but it's the truth. Admittedly, Halberg Rassis are very smart ones, and although sunseekers don't have sticks, they do often have spangly granite worktops of a quality and sparkliness only normally found on the range-topping dual-axle Sun King Midas Eldorado Coronation's Executive Elite Etiquette Elegance Eclair. That's a mouthful. It's also an unpalatable truth. There's no denying we boaters are in denial. That's why we use the term lockers for cupboards, call windows portholes, toilets heads, kitchens galleys, living rooms saloons, anorak badges burgees, and beds, berths. And where caravans have spare fold-out bedrooms for unwanted guests, we have forepeaks for mothers-in-law, which are very cleverly designed to be damp, mouldy, dark, cramped, and even less inviting than the rest of the boat. The bottom line is that while we boaters regard caravanners as dowdy homesteaders and see ourselves as adventurous globe-girdling frontiersfolk, in reality, cruising boats are just caravans without the stigma. And then there's my selfish 18, which does have the stigma. In fact, that's what it was originally called. Taj Mahal Viscose Bijou Piccolo Chipolata Grand Lux Elfin King Bonsai Stigma. But when it failed to take off, partly because the letters wouldn't fit, they put a mast on it and marketed it as a boat. The result is a curiously versatile little craft. In fact, there's an episode that has gone down in the annals of selfish lore, and that's when Nigel Atkey drove to Disneyland Paris with Sailfish 18 and young family in tow for a week's holiday. They stayed on a nearby campsite where the Sailfish was the envy of French youngsters who cried excitedly, "Look, Papa, that English family's caravan looks like a boat." And that's one of the very, very nicest things anyone has ever said about a Sailfish, even if it came from French kids with caravanners for parents.